Hey everybody, it's me, the Vern here for the Cinema Recall podcast, and we are in the midst of doing our 31 days of horror slash Halloween extravaganza, where each day I will review a different horror movie or a Halloween themed feature of some sort. And today I'm going to be looking at Repo: The Genetic Opera. Now this was directed by Darren Lynn Bousman. He's best known for doing the Saw sequels, I believe, Saw 2 and Saw 3. And he was working with these composers, and I'm trying to find the names right now. Darren Smith and Terrence Zinducic. I'm going to mess that up and I apologize. But they put on this off Broadway rock opera called Repo: The Genetic Opera. And the basic premise of the story is that, set many years later, there is a wide epidemic of organ failures and everything, and people are getting really sick and everyone dying. So there's this company called Genco, and they can give people affordable organs, and so they help save lives. But if you get these organs and you make a payment plan and you don't keep up on your payments, then they will bring in the Repo Man to come find you and take the merchandise back. So you can have a heart transplant and be fine, but if you don't make your payments, then a Repo Man will come to your home and kill you while you're alive and take the organs back to Genco. And the story mainly focuses on this young girl played by Alexa Vega, who you might remember for being the little girl in Spy Kids. So she's got this rare blood disease that was passed down from her mom, and her dad is played by Anthony Stewart Head, who you'll remember being the Watcher from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But it turns out that he's actually the Repo Man. He's trying to keep his secret life hidden from the daughter, and the daughter wants to find out more about her disease and her mother. Then her mother's stepsister, played by Sarah Brightman. I should mention too that this movie does have a big cast of people. Like I said before, Alexa Vega, Anthony Stewart Head, famous senior Sarah Brightman, Scott Paris Hilton, and Bill Moseley, and Paul Sorvino. Paul Sorvino, he plays the big head honcho of Genco. And I should mention too that this movie is a musical. It's a horror musical. And I gotta say, all the cast members of this do a good job. I love the production design. I'm just trying to look up that name right now of who the production designer is. David Hackey, really great. It's got these wonderful buildings. I kind of like the look of the movie. It's shot in a comic book way, and I don't mind the songs in this. There are songs, they're fine, but they're just not memorable. None of the songs in this movie are memorable. They're good. I like the fact that none of the actors who sing the songs are auto-tuned, and that's fine. And there's some good little moments in there. There's nice little songs, but nothing really memorable. It's got some nice gore effects, as what you would see in a rock musical or a horror musical. But when it comes to that type of genre of musicals and have it be the horror element, I have to go with Little Shop of Horrors. And even though I'm not a fan of the actual movie, Rocky Horror Picture Show does have better songs. It's like, I kind of wish that this movie, Repo: The Genetic Opera, had better songs, because I think it would have been a cult classic. And I think that's one of the major problems I have with the advertising for this movie, is that they label it as a future cult classic. And I'm like, you can't really call a movie a cult classic until it reaches the element, until it goes through a few years of word of mouth and people spreading it to be a cult classic, then it could be that way. I don't really know what else to say really about this movie. Like I said before, it's a fun musical. I know this movie, a lot of people really like it. If I had to rate Repo out of 5 stars, I would give it 3. You know, it's good. It's fun. You're not going to hate your time with it. Like I said before, everyone in this movie is a lot of fun. Even Paris Hilton as this like woman who is addicted to surgeries, because in this world, surgery has become seen as like the in thing to do. Gene Cole makes surgeries feel like it's like the hip cool thing to do. Like everyone's gonna have a surgery. It can be a body surgery or a real surgery. Just surgery is like the cool hip thing. It's like owning the latest iPhone to have like the latest heart or, you know, a new nose or something like that. So that's all I'm gonna say right now about Repo the Genetic Opera. I'm not quite sure what streaming services it's on. I bought my copy for really cheap at a pawn shop for like $2. That's it right now, Repo the Genetic Opera. And to follow up right here, since I've got some time, I'm going to be giving you my quick thoughts on the Joker movie. Not the Joker movie, it's just called Joker, but you know, with Joaquin Phoenix, directed by Todd Phillips. This is the origin story about how the Joker came on to power and everything. Really good performances from Joaquin Phoenix. I would love for him to receive an Oscar nomination, but I doubt that he'll get it because we already gave an award to Heath Ledger for playing the Joker back in, I want to say, was that 2008 or so? Gosh, I can't remember the time limit of when The Dark Knight came out. But in any case, Joker is a really great movie. I know it has a lot of comparisons to Scorsese features such as Taxi Driver and The King of Comedy. It does a lot of great things, especially for this time of day. What I'm irritated the most about with this movie, two things. Number one, I wish they didn't put any references to Bruce Wayne or Batman. And slight spoilers, but I really wish it didn't like do his whole origin story again. I'm not going to tell you if the Joker is involved with that or not, but it does recap the whole thing of Bruce Wayne losing his parents, and I wish they didn't go that route. One thing that really irritates me about this movie is kind of like the backlash before this movie came out. People stating that this movie incites violence and it's just about an angry white guy doing problems with that. I think whenever you say that this movie is going to incite violence, it's the same thing that I said before about video games and horror movies. People always want to try to use that excuse that this movie will incite violence, and I think that's just to take away us talking about gun control. I'm going to say that right now. I think that's the only reason why we see articles about this movie. It is a violent movie, but I really don't think this movie will incite violence. Movies shouldn't always be a reflection of what's going on in society. And to kind of put a stop on that is really kind of dangerous, in my opinion, there. You should not stop conversations or filmmakers be able to tell stories that reflect where society is. And I think that Todd Phillips and screenwriters were commenting on where our society is and it may actually head. I don't know. I know a lot of people felt torn about this movie because they're not quite sure how to feel about Joker. Actual name is Arthur Fleck, Joaquin Phoenix's character, and you're not supposed to like Joker. No way in this movie are you supposed to sympathize with him. And if you do, that's fine too. This movie really does test your morals and your ethics about Arthur and if you should like him or not. When watching this, there's a lot of stuff about him that I did appreciate, and a lot of stuff I didn't appreciate. Now, I know we have all had bad days out there. We all have had them. I've had them. In fact, I just had one before I started recording this episode. I had a bad day, too, where I lost my belt. I couldn't find it anywhere, and I had to be late to work. And I could have gotten fired, and one thing could have happened on top of another. So we've all had days like that. You know, you lose your keys, or you're late to work because your kid lost his shoe and you had to go and find the shoe and get to work on time. And for Arthur, things just build up and build up and build up. You know, he got fired from his job, and then he loses his, I guess, his social security support, and then finds out, and this is going to be, like I said, slight spoiler here, finds out that he may be Thomas Wayne's son, and finds out that may or may not be true. So everything just keeps building and building and building to the breaking point. And I think we've all had days like that, and that's why he can't be seen as sympathetic. And when it goes to the breaking point, a lot of people get scared because they think that type of shit is gonna happen to them too. Yeah, that's all I'm gonna really say about Joker. I think it's a really good movie. Quite a turn from Todd Phillips, who has recently directed the Hangover movies and did mostly comedies. This is a pretty effective drama, but that's mainly because of Joaquin Phoenix being in the lead role. Yeah, I know it's a movie I'll have to watch again to get more and more thoughts about this, but that's just my general thought from seeing it a few days ago. So let me know what you thought about Joker. I find I rate Joker out of 5 stars. It's pretty high up there. I would give it about 4.5. I just kind of wish they would have taken out some of the Batman stuff. I felt that was just wedged in there just to appease fans. That's it. So for Repo, I'm giving that one 3 stars for our Halloween extravaganza. And I do a little post for Joker. Joker, like I said before, gets 4.5 stars. But let me know what you think about either of these features, or if you want another horror feature covered for this month. Anyway, folks, I gotta go. You can follow everything on Cinema Recall on Twitter. We're at @cinema_recall. Facebook and Instagram, just type in Cinema Recall Podcast. This episode was recorded using Anchor. Anchor is a great podcast platform. I'm recording this episode on my phone, and I think that they are just an amazing company. We can record shows on the phone. You can add background music or whatnot, and then they'll just post it on several different platforms. We're available on like iTunes and on, I want to say, Google Podcasts. And I know Spotify and, of course, Anchor. But anyways, folks, I will see you all later. Have a great day. Goodbye, everybody.